All right, get ready for this one. We're going to take a deep dive into the Glowworm Gala.
It's a children's story, but, you know. There's a lot more going on than you might think at first. So it's about Gloria. She's a glowworm. And she loses her, well, her glow right before this big, you guessed it, the Glowworm Gala. And all of her friends, Tucker the Tree Frog, Elsa the Echidna, and Bruce the Flying Fox, well, they're all on this mission to help her find her glow. But the thing is, these aren't just some made-up creatures, you know? They're real animals, and there's all sorts of really cool science stuff behind them.
It really is incredible how the story uses, like, these animal characteristics to drive the plot and their relationships, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how a glowworm actually makes that glow.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I just thought fireflies were, like, straight-up magic. But it turns out it's bioluminescence, like, some chemical reaction inside them, right?
Yeah. It's not magic, but it is a pretty incredible adaptation. I mean, for glowworms, that glow is, like, essential, you know?
Mm.
That's how they attract prey in the dark. So it's not just about feeling, you know, blah or whatever in the story. When Gloria loses her glow, it's like she can't do the stuff she needs to in the world.
Yeah.
Which makes her friends' efforts to help her even more meaningful, right?
Exactly. It's like in the glow with nature meditation part of the book. Where Elsa is trying to get everybody all zen, but it just totally backfires. Bruce is, like, snoring. And Tucker can't stop giggling. It's total chaos. But
it shows how, like, even when their plans to help her don't work, they're still there for Gloria.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what, like, friendship is all about? Being there for each other even when things go, you know, hilariously wrong. Speaking of hilarious, let's talk about Tucker, the tree frog. He is always a riot in the story.
Yeah. He's, like, the perfect example of that really energetic, boundless, I know, tree frog nature. They are so agile. And it's because they have these sticky toe pads mm-hmm. that let them climb like anything. I mean, have you ever tried climbing up glass? No way.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen those nature documentaries where they're just hanging out like upside down on leaves. It's mind-boggling. And in the story, the glowworm dance-off scene, Tucker almost knocks everybody over, just like a real tree frog might, you know?
Yeah.
Just leap without even looking.
And the colors, too, the colors they come in, like bright greens and reds and blues. It's not just for looks. It's how they blend in and how they attract mates, all sorts of things. Just like Tucker stands out in the story, tree frogs stand out in their environment but for, like, important reasons.
Okay, so now for somebody completely different, let's talk about Elsa the Echidna. She's, like, the voice of reason in the group, always super grounded.
Oh, echidnas are fascinating. They're one of the very few mammals that lay eggs. Which is already, like, wild, right? But they also have those spiky spines for, you know, protection. And a pouch, like a kangaroo, to raise their young. I mean, talk about a mix of features.
Yeah, it's no wonder. She's, like, the calm and collected one. Even in the glow detective mission. When everybody's trying to be all sneaky, Elsa ends up getting totally tangled up in bushes.
Which makes sense. You know, real echidnas are often solitary. They spend their time, like, foraging for ants and termites. With those long snouts and their sticky tongues. They're not exactly built for, you know, high-speed chases.
All right. Last but definitely not least, there's Bruce, the flying fox.
Mm-hmm.
He is like the daredevil, always ready to take to the sky.
So flying foxes are actually fruit bats, and they are essential to their ecosystems. They're like, I don't know, nature's little gardeners. They pollinate plants and spread seeds, even though, you know, some people think they look a little spooky.
Yeah, they get a bad rap. But in the story, Bruce is always willing to fly Gloria around, like in the Grand Glow Flight, which shows like a softer side of him. He literally helps her see things from a new perspective.
It's a beautiful parallel to how real flying foxes help forests, you know, regenerate and thrive. And just like Bruce, they have these incredibly adapted hands that form their wings so they can like navigate with amazing precision.
So it's not just flying. It's like, having the tools to do it really well, which kind of connects back to, you know, that idea of hidden strength.
Exactly. And it's not just about, you know, physical strength. Remember how in the story, each friend's attempt to help Gloria, even if it, you know, failed, showed something deeper about their character.
You're so right. Like when Tucker tries to invent that glow serum and it totally backfires.
Yeah.
And Gloria ends up turning green instead of glowing. It's so Tucker. But it also shows his like inventive spirit, you know.
Yeah.
Which is something I think we could all use a little more of.
Oh, for sure. And even Elsa's attempts at meditation, you know, as funny as they are, they also show that she wants peace and harmony, which are, I mean, great traits.
And Bruce.
Yeah.
He can be clumsy sometimes. But he's got a huge heart, and he's always willing to help out. Which makes me think, do you think the author picked these specific animals on purpose to, like, show these different personality types? I mean, They could have picked any animals, but they chose these four.
Hmm. And that's an interesting thought. It does suggest, like, they put a lot more thought into creating these characters and how they interact. Maybe they saw a connection between these animals and, you know, the human qualities they each represent.
It makes you wonder, if the author had chosen different animals, would the story even have had the same impact? Would we have liked the characters as much?
Yeah. That makes you think about how powerful animal symbolism is in storytelling.
Yeah.
You know, by using animals with such distinct characteristics, the author creates this vibrant and engaging world, but also, like, gives the story more meaning and makes it really stick with you.
So it's not just some cute story about friendship. It's like a really clever way of looking at, you know, human nature, but through the lens of animals.
Exactly. And by understanding, like, the real life versions of these characters, I think we appreciate the themes in the story even more. And in the way, like, all living things are connected.
It all comes back to the main point of the Glowworm Gala, which is friendship.
You got it. And the story shows us how, you know, each friend brings something different to the table. Just like Gloria needs Tucker's energy and Elsa's wisdom and Bruce's boldness, we all benefit from different perspectives and skills in our own lives, too.
Like in the story.
Yeah.
The glow float parade scene. It's, quote, like,
yeah,
pure chaos. Tucker's getting tangled up. Elsa's poking holes. Bruce is dropping things. But they're doing it together.
Yeah.
And that's actually what starts to bring Gloria's glow back.
It shows you that, like,
yeah,
you know, support isn't always about having the right answer. It's about just showing up, even if it's messy.
Which reminds me.
Yeah.
You know, in real life, those perfect solutions, they're rare, right? But just making an effort goes a long way.
Absolutely. And that brings us to, like, no, you know,
yeah.
A really key point. How often do we overlook, like, the value of trying different things, just like Gloria's friends do at first?
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in your own way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But the story shows us that it's good to be open to other ideas, even if they seem a little weird at first.
Right. And who knows? Maybe if we embrace those different ways of doing things, just like Gloria's friends did, maybe we'll discover some amazing things and find our own way to, you know, glow a little brighter.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the story and these amazing animals, but I'm curious, what makes you feel like you're glowing?
For me, I love it when it's like those aha moments when I can connect things that seem totally unrelated and I see, like, the bigger picture. It's like a mental spark going off.
I love that. For me, it's these deep dive conversations where we, you know, uncover all these hidden layers and connections. It makes me realize that there's always more to learn. And that's what keeps me going.
It really is fascinating how, like, those moments when you discover something or, like, you get curious about something can just make you so happy and give you purpose. It's like finding your own glow, you know?
And just like in the Glowworm Gala, sometimes those sparks come from the most unexpected places, like a children's story about, you know, real science and friendship.
It's like the story saying, hey, you know, stay open to those unexpected things that inspire you. You never know where you're going to find, like, your next big idea. But let's get back to the story for a second. What about how the characters interacted really stood out to you?
I think what really stood out to me was that even when their plans to help Gloria failed, it showed you something deeper about them. Like, it wasn't just about fixing Gloria's problem, you know. It was about how their actions showed their personality.
That's a really good observation. And it connects back to how the author used real animal stuff to create those characters. You know what I mean? Take Tucker and his whole glow serum disaster, turning Gloria green instead of glowy. I mean, that was classic Tucker. But it also showed how inventive he is, even if he doesn't always get it right.
Right. And it's like that eagerness to try new things and experiment. We could all use a little bit of that, right?
Yeah.
Even if it means, like, messing up sometimes. It's like the story saying, it's okay to be a little chaotic if you're learning and growing.
I totally agree. And it's such a great contrast to Elsa's way of doing things. I mean, her attempts at meditation are hilarious, but they show how much she wants things to be peaceful and harmonious. You know, really great traits.
It's almost like story showing all these different ways to solve a problem, like saying there's no one right way. Each of them has their own style. And even though they, like, you know, bump heads sometimes.
Yeah.
In the end.
But it works out.
Because they all want to help Gloria.
Exactly. And you see that same thing in the real animal world, too. I mean, think about echidnas with their spines and, you know, how they like to be alone. They're so different from tree frogs, which are all about being agile and blending in. But both of them are successful.
Which brings us to Bruce. He's always up for, like, you know, a big gesture. Even if it's a little clumsy, like in the Grand Glow Flight, he takes Gloria way up in the sky but they end up hitting stuff and dropping glow sticks. It's a total mess.
Mm.
But it's so cute.
He's all about trying, right? Like he's saying, I might not get it right, but I'm going to give it my all. And that enthusiasm, even if it's a little, you know, rough, helps Gloria to see things in a new way, both literally and like
figuratively. It makes you think. Do we sometimes not realize how important it is to just be there for someone, even if we don't have all the answers? Like, maybe it's not about having the perfect solution, but more about, like, Deke, you know, just being there and offering support in whatever way you can.
That's a good point. And it goes back to what we were saying about trying different things. Sometimes just being there and listening and offering a different way of looking at things can be just as helpful as having a solution ready to go.
It's like that part in the Glow Slope Parade where they're all carrying Gloria. Even though it's crazy and they're running into everything, it's like, they're literally supporting her, even though things aren't going well.
It's a perfect example of how true friendship can help you get through hard times. It's not always pretty or perfect, but it's about, like, you know, working together and being willing to be there, even when things are messy. That's what really matters.
And it makes me think, you know, real life is rarely perfect. We're all just figuring things out as we go.
Yeah.
But having friends to help you through it, to laugh with, to try things with, even if it gets messy, that's what makes it all worth it.
Definitely. And speaking of, you know, going through things, it's interesting how the story doesn't just focus on Gloria finding her glow, right? It celebrates all the little mishaps and wins along the way.
Yeah.
It's like, even if they hadn't helped Gloria get her glow back, all the experiences they had together and the friendships they made would have been worth it on their own. It's a good reminder that it's not just about the destination. It's about the journey, too.
And that reminds me of what we were talking about earlier about, like, the real-life characteristics of these animals.
Yeah.
You know, they each have their own way of navigating the world, their own challenges and, you know, successes. And the story shows that, showing how different approaches can help you grow and learn new things.
So it's not just a feel-good story about friendship. It's like, you know, it shows you how to approach life, how to learn, how to interact with the world. Exactly. And it asks us to think about, you know, are we limiting ourselves by just sticking to one way of doing things? Like Gloria's friends learned from each other. Maybe we could all benefit from being a little more enthusiastic like Tucker and grounded like Elsa and bold like Bruce.
Like a recipe for, you know, well-rounded life.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to ask, out of all these incredible animals we've talked about, what's one fact that totally blew your mind?
You know what always gets me about echidnas is that their spines are actually modified hair. So they're not just spiky, you know?
Yeah.
Furry and spiky. It's such a weird detail, but it just shows how evolution can lead to
the
most amazing adaptation.
That's crazy. For me, it's how tree frogs can stick to glass. It's like they're defying gravity. It makes you wonder what other impossible things are happening in nature that we don't even know about.
That's a great question. And it shows how huge the natural world is and how much more there is to discover. Like, the glowworm gala got us curious about these four animals, but there's, like, a whole universe of incredible creatures out there, each with its own story and adaptation.
Yeah. Like, you know, even simple children's stories can open up all these new ways to explore and learn. It reminds me that no matter how old you are, you should never stop learning and discovering.
I totally agree. And maybe that's one of the best things about the Glowworm Gala. It's not just a fun story. It's like, you know, an invitation to keep being curious, to keep exploring, and to find those things in the world that make you feel amazed.
I love that.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe those feelings of wonder and amazement will lead us to our own glow up moments, just like they did for Gloria and her friends. It's kind of wild how a story about, you know, Glowworm losing her light can make you think about so much stuff, like friendship and self-discovery, and even like, you know, all the amazing things in nature.
Right. It shows how powerful good storytelling can be. Like, it's simple stories can have so many layers of meaning.
Yeah, totally. And I think what makes the Glowworm Gala so great is that it doesn't, like, you know, force the message on you. It's woven in through the humor and the adventure and these characters that are, you know, so easy to relate to, even if they are animals.
Exactly. It's subtle, but that makes it even more powerful.
Like,
we've been talking about the animals themselves and their, you know, quirks. But what about their dynamic as a group? What did you think about that?
I think.
Yeah.
What really got to me was that they never gave up on each other, even when things are crazy. Like, they were always there for Gloria, offering support in their own way, even if it didn't always, you know, work out.
That's such an important point. It's that support, right? That commitment to being there for each other that helps Gloria find her glow again. It's like the story saying, true friendship isn't about always having the right answer. It's about showing up and being present, even when things are tough.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we feel like we need to have all the answers for our friends when they're going through something. But maybe it's not about that. Maybe it's more about, you know, just being there for them and listening and offering a different way of looking at things, or even just like make them laugh.
That's such a great point. It reminds me of what we were talking about before, about how each friend's attempt to help Gloria showed us something about them, even when it failed. Like Tucker's impulsiveness, Elsa's groundedness, Bruce's boldness. It's that mix of qualities that made their friendship so strong. And that's what helped Gloria in the end.
It's like they each had a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And they had to work together and use their differences to like complete the picture.
That's a great way to put it. And it reminds me of how in ecosystems, biodiversity is so important for things to be stable and resilient. Just like Gloria's friends, different species in an ecosystem all have their own roles to play. They help to keep things balanced and support each other.
So it's not just about, you know, one person being amazing. It's about realizing how everyone's strengths can contribute to something bigger when we work together.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the most powerful messages of the story. It's not just about Gloria finding her glow. It's about finding connection and purpose and joy when you're with other people, even if they're totally different from you.
And it reminds us that we don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to be perfect. We just have to be willing to be there for each other, to embrace the, you know, messiness of life and to support each other along the way.
That's beautiful. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the Glowworm Gala, I'm curious, what's one thing that you'll take away from this?
I think for me, it's that reminder that even when things are hard, laughter and joy can bring people together and help them heal. Like even when Gloria's friends' plans didn't work, they never stopped having fun. They laughed at themselves and they laughed with each other. And in the end, they helped Gloria find her joy again.
That's so true. And for me, I think it's the reminder that even simple stories can teach us such important lessons. Like, who knew that a children's book about a glowworm could make us think so much about friendship and self-discovery and the amazing world around us?
Right. It shows how storytelling can connect us and inspire us and remind us of all the beauty and wonder that's out there, even in the most unexpected place.
It really does. So to all of you listening, as you go about your day, remember the Glowworm Gala. Embrace what makes you unique. Celebrate the different ways that people see the world. And never forget how powerful friendship can be. It can help you through anything.
That's a perfect way to end it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep shining, and keep glowing with friendship.